Patricia KNDY Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny and breezy at 63. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny and breezy with a high of 47. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 20. And Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 46 degrees. Currently, it's 53.
This is real life, not a made-for-TV movie. When you get stuck in winter, you don't find your soulmate. You find a tow truck or frostbite. So get prepared for winter's worst with the right set of tires. From November 6th to the 26th, you can get a $50 reward card after submission with purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for this limited time offer today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 11/26/17. Void where prohibited.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Oregon Democratic Representative Michael Blumenauer released an alternative farm bill during a press conference. It was held with Michael Pollan, an author of books criticizing the current U.S. food system. Blumenauer had long been advocating for fruits and vegetables, as well as organic and local foods in previous farm bill debates. His version of the Farm Bill covers all titles in the 2014 Farm Bill and adds titles focused on food waste and animal welfare. His bill eliminates the two main crop subsidy programs, the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Program. It also eliminates conservation spending on confined animal feeding operations, opting instead to give more money to organic and local production, as well as research that benefits small farms. Blumenauer was joined in the news conference by several Democratic representatives who have endorsed the bill, including Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro. She said crop insurance and subsidy programs could be cut to increase nutrition spending. Blumenauer adds that if people receiving SNAP benefits are going to be drug tested, then tests should also be done for the overuse of antibiotics in animals. And agriculture will not be a big focus of the current round of talks for the North American Free Trade Agreement. Negotiators focusing this round on regional context rules for products like cars, as well as financial services. One of the most contentious proposals from the U.S. deals with the rules of origin for cars. Those rules determine how much a vehicle must be produced in North America to trade without tariffs. More ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Court records show that officers shot and wounded three suspects earlier this month in Kansas City, Kansas, after the suspects desperately tried to escape. Police vehicles surrounded the van on November 6th, and two different drivers tried to ram their way out. After at least one of the van's occupants raised a firearm, five officers fired on the van. Officers had been following the van after shots were fired. No officers were hurt, and the suspects' injuries were minor. Kansas says its unemployment rate dropped to 3.6 in October, but the state continued to see a decline in the number of non-farm jobs over the previous year. The State Department of Labor reports that the unemployment rate last month was lower than September's 3.8% and 4.3% for October of last year. The number of private sector non-farm jobs was 4,700 lower in October than in October of 2016. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Motor oil keeps your engine running at peak performance. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Pennzoil oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You want more data? You want to pay for it? You don't have to. Now Straight Talk gives you more high-speed data than before for the same low price. That's the first 10 gigs at high speed, then 2G for $45 a month, or 15 gigs high speed, then 2G for $55. That's unlimited talk, text, and data on America's largest, most dependable networks. Don't pay more. Get more. Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, best deals. Only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
A Hutchinson man has died after a crash in south central Kansas that happened as he led a sheriff's deputy on a chase. The Friday night crash killed 25-year-old Angel Montiel. Officials say that Montiel was fleeing a Rice County sheriff's deputy in Rice County, and the chase continued into Reno County. Investigators say that Montiel was driving a minivan when it spun out of control, and Montiel was thrown from the vehicle. The patrol says he died at the scene. The University of Kansas Student Senate and the Kansas Athletics is offering a lottery system to make games at the Allen Fieldhouse more accessible for some underserved students. Kansas Athletics is offering a lottery system for 20 free tickets for every men's basketball game for low-income, first-generation students and Pell Grant recipients. Student Body President Mandy Womack says the system is meant to counterbalance an increase of about $25 in the cost of the student all-sports combo ticket package during the last few years. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford Tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A state commission has given the green light to construction of the Keystone XL pipeline across Nebraska, but not exactly the route preferred by its developer. The Nebraska Public Service Commission approved the so-called mainline alternative route for the controversial 36-inch crude oil pipeline, a slightly different path than the preferred route proposed by TransCanada. The state's okay does not mean the pipeline will be built. Opponents have promised to file lawsuits to challenge the project, and TransCanada said it won't decide until December if it has enough shippers to make the $8 billion project financially feasible. A former Scotts Bluff High School golf coach has been imprisoned on charges that he sexually assaulted two girls that he coached. Court records say that 62-year-old Michael Klein of Mitchell on Friday was sentenced to 24 to 32 years in prison. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on repairs to the county jail after the recent fire and jailbreak. The sheriff has been in contact with an architectural firm selected regarding options for updating the facility. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday continued preliminary discussions regarding development of an economic development board. It was suggested that at least one commissioner be included, but not in charge of a group, and it was further recommended that at least one representative from each community serve on the committee. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard that voter turnout for the November 7th general election was light, just 14%, with few locally contested races on the ballot. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet Monday, November 20th. Next meeting will be November 27th. Pottawatomie County Commissioners at their last meeting voted unanimously to oppose a proposed National Historic Designation application being forwarded by a group of citizens to the Kansas Historical Society. The effort would likely stop efforts to raise the 130-year-old limestone courthouse and jail facility. The county has indicated a preference to demolish the building and add a more cost-effective structure to house growing county office demand. Much of the old courthouse is used for storage after many offices were moved to an adjacent justice center and former high school across the street 4 years ago. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission continued discussion recently regarding the county comprehensive plan, considering any changes to zoning regulations within the county. Discussions will continue with a recommendation to be forwarded to the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Monday, November 20th, is the final day for residents and businesses in Marysville to enter the Light Up Marysville contest. The annual event is designed to draw visitors to the community. Entries will be listed on maps available with voting by the public December 1st through Christmas Eve. For information, contact Michelle Weitzel with Marysville Convention and Tourism at 619-6050. Business entries are encouraged and will qualify for a package of radio and newspaper advertising contributed by KNDY and the Marysville Advocate. Marysville Chamber of Commerce is seeking snowmen with stories for the Christmas opening November 25th and 26th. Snowmen, past and present, will be displayed at the Arts Center. Each will be featured with your name and any background or related story. The display will be open next Saturday 10 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 4. A People's Choice Award will be given. For details, contact Brenda Stagenborg with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce, 562-3101. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be in Marysville Monday at the Marysville American Legion, noon until 6. Walk-ins encouraged and welcome. For appointments, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will visit Frankfort Wednesday morning with a town hall open to the public 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday at the Frankfort Education Center, 119 North Kansas Avenue. William H. Bill Herter, age 91, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church, Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday. Prayer service, 2 p.m. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Bill Herter.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Giving Thanks Sale at Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville. Style your home with new furniture this fall and support your local community. Receive up to $350 in Marysville Chamber Bucks with your purchase, which can be redeemed at over 115 local businesses. Plus, save an additional 5% when you bring a non-perishable food item for the Marshall County Food Pantry. It's a beautiful season of giving thanks and a wonderful time to spend with family and friends. Feldkamp's Furniture will help you make sure they are cozy and comfortable in your abode, but don't delay. This sale ends when November does.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day. Looking at the surface map, we do have a cold front that's going to swing down from the north as we head towards, it looks like, Tuesday and into Wednesday, not bringing us any precipitation. We're just going to see cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow through the middle of the week, then warming back up for Thanksgiving Day. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny and breezy, lower to mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny and breezy with a high near 47. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 20. For Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 46. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 33. For Thanksgiving Day, we're going to see mostly sunny skies and warm in the lower 60s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature late November 53, record high on this day 79 in 2007. The average low 31, the record low is 9 degrees in 1914. Sunset this evening 5:05, sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
A clever marketing campaign 100 years ago has been boosting marshmallow sales ever since. The history behind a Thanksgiving table classic today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 20th, the 324th day of the year. Country singers Josh Turner and Dierks Bentley are sharing a birthday. This is a centennial year of sorts for a mainstay of the Thanksgiving table, sweet potato casserole with marshmallows. The first printed recipe using marshmallows with yams dates to 1918. It appeared in a cookbook published by a candy company to encourage the use of marshmallows in everyday recipes. And here's a few more fun marshmallow facts. Americans buy over 90 million pounds of them every year. Next to roasting them over a campfire, our favorite ways to eat them are in s'mores, floating in our hot chocolate, and of course in sweet potato casserole. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Soother Building Supply invites friends and neighbors to Seneca on November 24th to see Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive to town in a horse-drawn carriage. Grab the kids and come to Main Street to watch the magic unfold. Santa can't wait to hear what all the boys and girls want for Christmas. Soother Building Supply in Seneca. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance invites families to the annual Santa Comes to Town event on November 24th. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca. Call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield threw for 257 yards and three touchdowns after getting dissed by the Kansas captains during the coin toss, leading the number three Sooners to a 41-3 rout. The snub by the Jayhawks when Mayfield tried to shake hands began a game full of cursing and lewd gestures every bit as interesting as what happened on the field. Again, Oklahoma over KU, 41-3. Byron Pringle caught three touchdown passes and returned to kickoff for another score to help Kansas State stun number 10 Oklahoma State 45-40. Oklahoma State nearly erased a 29-point deficit in the second half. Kansas State held on to become bowl eligible for the eighth consecutive season. Pringle caught four passes for a career-high 166 yards. His kickoff return for a score covered 89 yards. Again, K-State over Oklahoma State 45-40. Mid-America Network Sports.
Save big at Boot Barn this weekend. Cody James and Cheyenne boots for only $119.99. Men's and ladies' flannels for just $24.99. Save 20% on select outerwear and get Carhartt jackets for as low as $59.99. Plus, buy one, get one free on Cody James jeans and get Wrangler Men's original and slim fit rigid cowboy cut jeans for only $19.99. Boot Barn is a must see this weekend.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday's over, but not at Ace, where you can get big savings all weekend. Get up to 50% off select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save $10 on your purchase of $50 or more. This weekend only at your neighborhood Ace. Coupon valid on November 25th and 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores.
Roger Lewis made a spectacular catch to set up the 23-yard field goal by Aldrick Rosas in overtime, and the New York Giants responded from weeks of adversity to beat the AFC West leading Kansas City Chiefs 12-9 on a blustery cold Sunday. The win snapped a three-game losing streak for the Giants, who are now 2-8, and sent the now 6-4 Chiefs to their fourth loss in five games. The winning kick came two plays after Lewis was yanked to the ground on a deep pass from Eli Manning, but still caught the ball while flat on his back for a 34-yard completion on a fourth down heave. Had he not caught it, flags flew for pass interference. Again, the Giants over the Chiefs 12-9. And Martin Truex Jr. left nothing to chance as he wrapped up his first NASCAR Cup Championship. Truex won Sunday's season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway, holding off Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Brad Keselowski for the championship. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs defeat Phillipsburg 30-24. Marysville heading to the 3A state championship at Hutchinson. We'll face Sabetha Saturday. Sabetha outlasted Silver Lake 17-14 in the other substate. Hanover Wildcats defeat Pike Valley 36-24, earning a return trip to the 8-man Division II state title game. Hanover Saturday will face Hodgman County. Hodgman County a winner over Otis Bison in the other substate 42-16. Again, Marysville defeats Phillipsburg 30-24. Hanover took Pike Valley 36-24.
Friday, November 17th, your Marysville Bulldogs were on the road to play the top-ranked Phillipsburg Panthers in a 3A state football semifinal game. Marysville scored first with an Atreyu Hornbeek rushing touchdown off of a Phillipsburg fumble and that is how the first quarter ended. Phillipsburg answered at the top of the second quarter, Marysville up 8-7. Marysville extended their lead a few minutes later with a Jack Bloomer to Jacob Backus bomb, but Phillipsburg managed a deep pass of their own into the end zone, and we headed into halftime tied 14-14. After a Bloomer interception, Phillipsburg struck first in the second half. Marysville matched it with a Hornbeak run, and a Bulldogs two-point conversion gave them a 22-21 lead through three quarters. To the fourth, Phillipsburg snatched the lead back with a field goal early. A long drive capped by Hornbeak's third rushing touchdown gave Marysville a 30-24 victory over the Phillipsburg Panthers. The 3A top seed Phillipsburg season ends at 12-1, while your Marysville Bulldogs prepare for a state championship game in Hutchinson against the Sabetha Blue Jays. For KNDY Sports, I'm Glenn Cross.
Hanover Wildcats return to Newton to defend the 8-man Division II state championship. Hanover defeating Pike Valley 36-24 in a hard-fought affair on Friday as Pike Valley went up with 4 minutes and change left in the first quarter. Devontae Hammer on a 1-yard score. It was Carter Bruna from 5 yards out with just under 3 minutes left in the half, and the teams went to halftime 6-6. Hanover strikes first in the second half, Carter Bruna from 1 yard out. Back-to-back Pike Valley scores gave the Panthers the lead. A 1-yard score by Cole Strickler and then a 10-yard score by Strickler put them up 18-14. Hanover went ahead early in the fourth quarter, a 47-yard pass to Brennan Zabotrisky. It was a 60-yard pass to Carter Bruno with 8.5 minutes left. Kevin Diedrich scored from 13 yards out with just over 4 minutes left in the ballgame. Last score by Pike Valley, Hammer on a 1-yard quarterback keeper with 8 seconds left, but was too little too late. As Hanover prevails 36-24, Cats win their 24th straight and improved to 12-0 on the season. Pike Valley ends their campaign 11-1. Hanover faces Hodgman County State Championship Saturday at Newton. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
The superfood kale has found its way into our salads, snacks, and even our Thanksgiving dinner. If you cringe at the thought of eating this healthful veggie, try easing into this trend with baby leaf kale. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Baby leaf kale has a milder and sweeter flavor than mature kale. The Italian Tuscan baby leaf kale is ready to harvest from seed in about 25 days. Try growing a few plants indoors this winter. Use small containers with drainage holes filled with a quality potting mix. Sow seeds 1/4 inch deep and gently water. Continue watering as needed. Place the containers in an unobstructed south-facing window or under artificial lights. Keep the lights 4 to 6 inches above the top of the plants. Harvest by cutting leaves when 4 to 5 inches tall. Leave the bottom inch intact and wait for new growth to make additional harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter. And so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Sometimes teachers encounter challenging students. This student went so far as to lock their teacher in the classroom and throw away the key.
is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes, and now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In 1886, Ann Sullivan arrived in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Her job was to teach 6-year-old Helen Keller, even though the little girl was both deaf and blind. In fact, Helen was so frustrated by the dark and silent world around her that she locked her new teacher in the bedroom.
When no one could find the key, they finally had to go to the barn, get a very tall ladder, put it up to the second story, and the poor teacher had to climb out the window to get out of the house.
Lynn Weaver shares the story from Helen's home, Ivy Green.
What she would do is give her objects and let her feel of the object to identify it. And then using the manual alphabet, she would spell the name of that object into Helen's hands. So all day long, they would feel of an object and spell the name of it.
Helen picked up on the spelling part, but simply thought they were playing a finger game. Then there was a breakthrough. They were at the water pump in the backyard, a pump you can still see here at the home today.
The water was flowing over Helen's hands, and Annie was spelling W-A-T-E-R over and over. Helen later wrote, "When I felt the cool, wet something flowing over my hands, I had a little flash memory of Wawa from 19 months, and then all at once I realized she's telling me names."
Suddenly, Helen's world came to life. She was ready to learn, grow, and share.
She learned 30 words that afternoon. In 6 months, over 600 words. She learned to read Braille at the same time. She mastered Braille by age 10.
And the pair would develop a lifelong partnership of learning.
Anne stayed with Helen all of Annie's life. She was with Helen 50 years.
Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Customized products have the power to personally connect a woodworker with his customers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. One small business owner shares why it's important to invest locally as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When it comes to making things by hand, Bob Michaels has woodworking down to a science. His small business in Dousman, Wisconsin, makes beautifully handcrafted works of art that are also functional. Bob has been a woodworker since his childhood, but set out to turn his passion into a business in 2010.
I can picture it in my mind to this day, standing there with my grandfather behind me and just taking that plane and zipping across a piece of wood. And the smell, and I can even tell you what kind of wood it was today. That's how it all got started. So what I did is I started thinking, what could I do that I also enjoy? So I thought, why don't I create something that I'm able to do with horses and also put my talents to use? So I decided to start my Hammered Horse business.
Hammered Horse makes hoof picks, saddle stands, and cabinetry. The most popular item is the Space Saver saddle stand, a stand that has a locking storage drawer built in. Bob says that the biggest appeal of his business is the fact that everything is carefully handmade, something that he wishes was more common.
Almost all the people that I deal with, they're just so happy, and they tell me it's so neat that somebody makes something with their hands still and not mass-produced by a big machine. It's more than just sit the saw and cut things, and you're making something that's really going to mean something to a lot of people.
Bob says he gets a lot of personal satisfaction from talking with his customers and how they're going to use his product. He also loves talking with other people who craft because they can tell the story of how they created a piece. He says that telling the story behind someone's work is important to learning about the piece and the creator. Learn more about Bob's Hammered Horse business at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Economic relief in the near future for crop producers. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
I wish I had better news for crop farmers. Aside from expected fertilizer price drops in 2018, University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke says look for more of the same.
Mid-3 corn price, mid-$9 soybean price, lower ARC county payments in general. So if anything, we're probably looking at stable the decreasing revenues in 2018, and that's given yields near trend line. Again, we've seen these prices in this range for the last 3-4 years, so why would I expect 2018 to be different?
Schnitke says farmers renting land should try to negotiate a lower rate, or...
For some farms, you have to begin to think about letting go of some high cash rent farmland, maybe. That's always a tough decision as well, because once you lose farmland, it never comes back the way it seems.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Thanksgiving dinner price survey shows diners will enjoy a slightly more affordable Thanksgiving dinner this year. Michael Clements explains.
The 32nd annual informal Thanksgiving dinner price survey shows consumers continue to enjoy an affordable food supply as this year's Thanksgiving dinner is the most affordable in 5 years. The average cost for 10 for a classic Thanksgiving dinner decreased less than 2%, remaining under $5 per person, according to AFBF Market Intelligence Director John Newton.
Price of a Thanksgiving dinner is $49.12. That's down 75 cents or 1.5% from last year and shows that the Thanksgiving dinner is down for the second consecutive year in a row and remains below $5 per person.
The decline was driven by lower retail turkey prices along with lower prices for milk and rolls. The average cost of turkey this year is $22.38 for the whole bird.
Wholesale turkey prices are at their lowest level since 2013, and given that the turkey represents nearly 50% of the basket's total, it's the biggest factor driving the price decline. Turkey prices came in this year at $1.40 per pound. That's down 2 cents from what we saw last year.
Meanwhile, the supply of pumpkins for processing for pumpkin pie has rebounded from a couple of years ago.
The supply of pumpkins this year should be more than adequate. We've had favorable growing conditions for 2 consecutive years in a row in Illinois, where a majority of the pumpkins are produced.
Full survey results are available at www.fb.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran penned an open letter to farmers and ranchers this week, asking them to do more regarding concerns surrounding the North American Free Trade Agreement. The letter urges farmers, farm groups, and others to raise their concerns with the president. He challenged the industry to do so via op-eds, letters, social media campaigns, and other venues about the importance of trade. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Network. Corn's been back and forth, and we're currently on the upside again. December corn is up 1¾ at 344¾. March is up 0.75 cents, 355¾. December Kansas City wheat down 4¾ at 417¼. March KC wheat is down 4¾ at 434¾. January soybeans down 3¼ at 987¼. March beans down 3 at 998½. December soybean meal down 0.75 cents, 317.60. December bean oil is down 47 points at 33.97. So not the best day so far in soybeans. The livestock complex continues to be mixed. December live cattle down 167 at 117.17. February live cattle down 172 at 122.95. January feeders down 142 at 150.30. All the later months are lower in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are on the downside. Hogs are on the upside. December hogs up 162 at 62.27. February hogs up 157 at 68.62. So things look better for hogs than they do for cattle. A couple of other issues here. December cotton is up 111 at 70.89. March is up 125 at 70.60. So things look well for cotton. Crude oil is not doing well today. December crude is down 60 cents at 55.95. January crude down 56 at 56.16. Unleaded gas is lower. Heating oil is down. Natural gas is on the downside as well. Gold is sharply lower today. December gold is down $21.20 at 1275.40. February gold is down $21.20 at 1279.70. Silver is off. Copper is fractionally higher. So we're looking at mixed numbers all the way through our futures markets here as we go through the day on Monday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Get your news 1 hour earlier, your weather 1 hour earlier, and your sports 1 hour earlier. News, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time.
Get
Netflix is making mornings more manageable by bringing 3 full hours of morning cartoons to free TV every day of the week. Whether you have cable or a dish or neither, you have Kids Click on your TV. Kids Click. Epic fun is just a Kids Click away.
Weekday mornings at 6 and weekend mornings at 11 on MyTV Wichita.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing a story from the Organic Trade Commission on expanding export sales after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
First time exposure on a new continent, sponsored activities in 5 new countries, and the creation of a host of new organic exporters. Those are some of the benchmarks achieved by the Organic Trade Association's export promotion efforts in 2017. And it will certainly continue into 2018, because that string of success will continue in 2018 with the award of $847,000 to the association by USDA's Market Access Program. Quoting Monique Merez, Director of International Trade for the Organic Trade Association, "Our export promotion programs work. The organic industry cannot help without trade, and we are looking forward to continuing our efforts in 2018 to help expand the organic market." In 2017, the trade group's export promotion activities have expanded to 4 continents, South America, North America, Europe, and Asia, and to 5 first-time markets, Mexico, Singapore, Malaysia, Finland, and Hong Kong. And the association has partnered with major retailers in Korea, Japan, Canada, and the United Arab Emirates to promote U.S.-grown and produced organic products already in those countries. They recently held the Anuga Trade Show in Cologne, Germany. That's the largest food and beverage trade show in the world. And the Organic Trade Association hosted an organic pavilion showcasing organic products from 8 American organic companies. All first-time exhibitors at the gigantic show. The participating companies estimated they generated over $7 million in new sales at the show. Back with a final word after this message.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance. Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success.
The Organic Trade Association has been an official cooperator in USDA's Market Access Program for more than 15 years now, racking up a pretty good record in foreign exports. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Technology is sensing the way ahead in agriculture. Learn how smart sensors are impacting the industry now and in the future on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
You often can't see them, but our lives are filled with sensors. They're in your car, your phone, and in farm fields and machinery. Lori Bedard is Successful Farming Magazine's advanced technology editor. She says smart sensors are tracking everything in a farmer's field, from water to soil pH to nutrients, and experts are continually refining that technology. For example, Bedard says we're now able to look at an individual plant and see what that plant specifically needs.
I was just part of the AgBot Challenge in Indiana this past summer, and we had incredible inventors out there inventing a weed and feed robot and had sensors on it to see where that weed was and eradicate that weed. Or it would look at that plant, see what that plant needed. Did it need a little bit more food? And it would give that plant the food that it would need, all through the technology of sensors.
Sensors are also coming down in price. Back in 2004, they were $1.38 each. That may not sound like a lot, but when there are thousands of sensors in these machines, it can add up fast.
They're predicting by 2020, these sensors are going to be down to 38 cents per sensor. You know, and if those predictions are right, it's going to become very affordable to be able to put this technology on machines. And it's exciting to see a fully autonomous tractor in the field, planting, harvesting. I mean, it's really going to change the way we farm in the future.
Bedard says the next revolution will be shaping the algorithms that help farmers make decisions based on what the sensors are telling them. I'm Jody Henke. Read more on how sensors are impacting the farm at agriculture.com.
Take your choice of a tough new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Take your choice of a new 2017 or new 2018 model. 1500 and 2500 model Chevy Silverado pickups, both 2017 and 18 models, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The National Corn Growers Association is urging farmers to spend some time to fill out and return USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service surveys. The surveys ask for crop-specific data, and the results help USDA help farmers. Stephen Ebke, a Nebraska farmer and the current NCGA Risk Management Action Team chairman, says it's important that growers fill out the surveys, noting how the data is used for farm safety net programs.
Well, they're going to be reporting their production for the 2017 crop year. NAS uses that to compile information to end up with the county yields, which are used for a number of things. One of the things that we're primarily concerned with is developing data to determine risk coverage or ARC payments available for that county for the 2017 crop year.
Keep in mind, the number of farmers returning the surveys have declined over recent years, and that means some counties have incomplete data for safety net programs.
Well, certainly if USDA does not get adequate responses so that NAS is able to publish information, you're going to look to other sources which may not necessarily reflect what actually happened. So we would really encourage everyone to complete those surveys as accurately as possible and turn them in on a timely basis so that USDA and the FSA office has the best information possible to make calculations for payments.
He says it doesn't take much time to complete the surveys, and the surveys can be easily completed fully after harvest, and he reminds producers that the surveys are confidential and that your information will certainly be protected.
Individual information confidentiality is maintained. It's never released. That's by federal law.
And you can find out more information about the surveys online at www.ncga.com. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.